Tips for creating ideal lighting conditions for reptiles. Tips for creating ideal lighting conditions for reptiles are essential for keeping your scaly friends healthy and happy. You may not realize it, but UVB lighting plays a huge role in their well-being. This guide will help you understand why UVB is crucial, how to pick the right light, and the best ways to set up their habitat. Let's dive into how you can create a cozy and safe environment for your reptiles. Understanding the importance of UVB lighting for reptiles. Why UVB lighting is essential for reptiles. When you think about your reptile's health, UVB lighting should be at the top of your list. This type of light is crucial for reptiles, as it helps them produce vitamin D3. Without this vitamin, your reptile can't absorb calcium properly, leading to serious health issues like metabolic bone disease. Imagine your pet basking under the sun, soaking up those rays. That's what UVB lighting mimics in your home. It's not just a nice touch, it's a necessity for their well-being. If you want your reptile to thrive, providing proper UVB light is non-negotiable. How to choose the right UVB light? Choosing the right UVB light can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Here are some key factors to consider. 1. Type of reptile. Different species need different levels of UVB. For example, desert reptiles like bearded dragons require higher UVB than tropical ones. 2. Distance. The distance between the light and your reptile matters. Too far away, and they won't get enough. Too close, and it can be harmful. 3. Bulb type. There are fluorescent tubes and compact bulbs. Each has its pros and cons. The role of UVB in reptile health. UVB lighting isn't just about basking. It plays a vital role in your reptile's overall health. Think of it as the backbone of their well-being. 1. Calcium absorption. Without UVB, your reptile can't absorb calcium, leading to weak bones. 2. Behavioral benefits. Proper UVB can also help with your reptile's mood and energy levels. A happy reptile is an active one. By providing the right UVB lighting, you're not just giving your pet a light source, you're giving them a chance to live a longer, healthier life. Setting up the best lighting for your reptile habitat. Key factors for reptile habitat lighting. When you think about your reptile's home, lighting is key. It's not just about aesthetics. The right light helps your reptile stay healthy and happy. Here are some key factors to keep in mind. 1. UVB light. This type of light is essential for reptiles. It helps them produce vitamin D3, which is crucial for calcium absorption. Without it, your reptile could face serious health issues. 2. Heat source. Reptiles are cold-blooded, meaning they rely on external heat sources to regulate their body temperature. A heat lamp or ceramic heater can help with this. 3. Light duration. Reptiles need a balance of light and dark. Too much light can stress them out. Aim for 10-12 hours of light during the day, followed by a dark period at night. 4. Light placement. Position your lights where they can provide the most benefit. Over the basking area is a great spot for heat and UVB light. Recommended lighting types for different reptiles. Not all reptiles need the same lighting. Here's a quick table to help you choose the right type for your scaly friend. Reptile type: bearded dragon. UVB light type: 10.0 of bulb. Heat source type: basking bulb. Reptile type: green iguana. UVB light type: 5.0 of bulb. Heat source type: heat lamp. Reptile type: leopard gecko. UVB light type: no UVB needed. Heat source type: under tank heater. Reptile type: ball python. UVB light type: no UVB needed. Heat source type: heat mat. Creating a balanced day and night cycle for reptiles. Creating a proper day and night cycle is crucial for your reptile's well-being. Think of it like setting a clock for your pet. Here's how you can do it. 1. Timing. Set your lights to turn on in the morning and off at night. Use a timer for convenience. This way, your reptile will have a consistent routine. 2. Night light. If you want to check on your reptile at night, consider a low-wattage red bulb. It won't disturb their sleep but allows you to see. 3. Observing behavior. Pay attention to how your reptile reacts. If they're more active during the day, you're on the right track. If they seem stressed or hide a lot, you might need to adjust your lighting. Heat sources and basking light setup for reptiles. Types of heat sources for reptiles. When it comes to keeping your reptiles happy and healthy, heat sources are essential. They mimic the natural warmth your pets would find in the wild. Here are some popular options you can consider. 1. Heat mats. These are placed under the tank. They provide warmth from below, which is great for burrowing reptiles. 2. Basking bulbs. These bulbs emit both heat and light. They create a basking spot where your reptile can soak up warmth. 3. Ceramic heat emitters. These are great for nighttime warmth. They give off heat without light, helping your reptiles rest peacefully. 4. Undertank heaters. These are similar to heat mats but are designed for larger enclosures. They help maintain a steady temperature. How to properly set up basking lights? Setting up basking lights can be a game changer for your reptile's habitat. Here's how to do it effectively. 1. Choose the right bulb. Select a basking bulb that matches your reptile's needs. For example, desert reptiles need stronger light than tropical ones. 2. Position the light. Place the bulb at one end of the enclosure. This creates a warm basking area and a cooler side. 3. Monitor the temperature. Use a thermometer to check the basking spot. It should be around 90-100 degrees Fahrenheit for most species. Adjust the height of the bulb if needed. 4. Provide a hiding spot. Place a hiding area away from the light. This gives your reptile a choice between basking and cooling down. Ensuring optimal temperature gradients in your reptile enclosure. Creating the right temperature gradient is vital. It allows your reptiles to regulate their body temperature. Here's how to achieve this. Area: basking spot, ideal temperature, 90-100 degrees Fahrenheit. Area: cool side, ideal temperature, 70-80 degrees Fahrenheit. Area: nighttime temp, ideal temperature, 65-75 degrees Fahrenheit. To maintain these temperatures, 1. Use thermometers at both ends of the enclosure. For more tips on monitoring temperature variations, consider exploring best practices for monitoring temperature variations in habitats. 2. Adjust your heat sources based on the readings. 3. Remember to turn off basking lights at night to mimic natural conditions.